Bucharest. It's all done at a touch of a button. Instant loans via the internet or text message on your mobile phone. The business idea has been in Finland and North America for quite some time, but SMS instant loans were only launched in Sweden in spring this year. Clever and aggressive TV and radio marketing by the private companies involved has made it a smash hit among Sweden's tech-savvy youngsters, eager to snap up loans with low credit checks. Radio Sweden's Dave Russell reports.
This Sweden, the street was asked about what she thought about SMS loans.
There are lots of people who are borrowing quick and easy money on the spur of the moment simply by sending an SMS. And it doesn't always turn out very well for them in the end. You don't have to think through the consequences like you do when you go to the bank and ask for a loan.
Swedes can borrow a maximum of 3,000 crowns. That's around $435. It's also quick and seemingly simple. All the customer must do is send an SMS with his or her personal identification code and bank account number. If the applicant has a clean credit record, the money's placed directly in his or her bank account inside 15 minutes. From the adverts, customers have to pay 600 kroner extra as the cost for the loan, which must be paid back within 4 weeks. However, if the money's not paid back in time, that's where it gets interesting. Kjell Lindholz works for Kronofogden, the only authority in Sweden allowed to collect debts.
Each individual amount that you're allowed to borrow is not that high. It's at most 3,000 Swedish kronor. But the problem is people who are living under financial stress tend to use this as a lifesaver short time. They think, okay, I can borrow this money now and I can pay off some other debts. And then they don't quite realize that within 4 weeks I have to pay this back plus the fee of 600 kroner, and I still have my normal amount of bills. To transfer that to a yearly interest, it would amount up to 100 to 1,000% yearly interest, which of course is very, very high. So what we heard from our employees is that many people tend to push other bills aside and pay this one, and take a new one, and take a new one, and in the end they'll sometimes let the rent, they don't pay the rent, and of course the ultimate consequence is if you don't pay your rent you can get evicted. You don't really get the time to think things through. These 15 minutes makes it very tempting for many people to just press the button.
The small but growing number of companies or entrepreneurs offering instant SMS loans operate within the credit laws. That's because there's no requirement to indicate the annual percentage rate of charge if a loan is for less than 3 months or under 200 euros, or to sign a written contract. Kronofogden has 35,000 18 to 25-year-olds on its books with some kind of debt. Kjell Lindholz with Sweden's Debt Collecting Authority says instant access to small loans can be a real problem when allied to another latest craze.
The internet poker boom has reached Sweden as well, and there's been a suspicion that it's very tempting when you sit there and the money on your account is low, and you can easily fill up your account with 3,000 and you can spend those on poker. That, of course, is a hypothetical scenario, but we heard people testify about it, that that's what they do, because when they are playing, so easy to think, oh, if I only had 2,000 kronor, I could win this money and pay back everything. But unfortunately, that's not... most of them end up losing those 2,000 too.
So far, officially, since the spring, Kronofogden have chased up 400 people in debt to SMS loan companies. Over half of these are to young people. Not a great number overall, but Kjell Lindholz says it's only the tip of the iceberg.
We are concerned not only the number right now, but our biggest concern is that, one, it's probably going to increase because it's a booming market, and the speed and the easiness which you can take these loans are probably very tempting to young people. They don't quite get the complications if you can't pay this money. Since it's such a new market, we can't really compare it to the traditional loan market that's been for around 100, 200 years. So sometimes when we get the question, but is this really a big problem, the total number isn't that high. And we can only say that, no, it's not that high right now, but our concern is for the future. And the sooner you can start having a discussion around this phenomenon, the sooner we can see that the consumers can make a wise decision regarding it.
Radio Sweden's Dave Russell there reporting on the dangers of SMS loans. And instead of taking loans for your Christmas presents this year, here's your chance.